Welcome to the Academic Minute. I'm Lynn Pascarella, president of Mount Holyoke College. Science fiction often inspires real-life advancements. Radu Spuria, research fellow at the University of Surrey, is helping develop new screen imaging technology that is both lightweight and flexible.
Star Trek gave us the communicator, and Stanley Kubrick's 2001 A Space Odyssey showed the newspad in action. The technology of science fiction is in our hands today as smartphones and tablets. But interactive, flexible newspapers, as seen in Minority Report, aren't, despite their lightweight appeal and supposed low-cost fabrication. Here are a couple of reasons why. First, the electronic materials which we use for conventional gadgets are not very bendy. We have to either change the fabrication process, which takes time, or use new materials. Very few of these new contenders come close to the electrical properties of the silicon we use today, so they would make unacceptably slow electronics. Second, we'd like to make flexible gizmos the way we print newspapers and magazines in a low-cost, high-speed procedure, but this inevitably means that some patterning variations occur. No two devices are quite alike, and getting consistent performance, one which you can sell to paying customers, is a challenge. The key is in the design of a component called the transistor, the switch, which is the basic building block for electronic circuits. My colleagues and I have been developing the source-gated transistor, a structure which is energy efficient and can be made side by side with regular transistors. It's simple to make, yet ensures repeatable performance despite patterning errors. The appeal of flexible electronics goes beyond bendy consumer gadgets. Once you can make electronics cheaply and reliably on thin sheets of plastic, you can create things that were rather impractical before. Unobtrusive smart plasters for health monitoring, sensors that can be embedded in buildings to check their condition, wireless shopping labels to allow instant checkout, and quite a few others which we've not thought of yet. Or maybe we have in science fiction.
That was Radu Spuria of the University of Surrey. You can find this, other segments, and more information about the professors at academicminute.org.
Production support for the Academic Minute comes from Newman's Own, giving all profits to charity and pursuing the common good for over 30 years. And from Mount Holyoke College, never fear change.